proclamation number 8502 dated the May 19th, 1963.
Distribution, continuation of no. 8501.
And wherever the opportunity presents itself to inform your fellow human beings about the forthcoming end and all preceding events, you should speak up, so that no one can use the excuse not to have heard anything about it. For I really still want to do whatever it takes to give people a small light yet, and thus I will also bring you into contact with those where there is still a small glimmer of hope that they will react by thinking about it and then observing for themselves what is happening around them. I try to direct all people's thoughts such that they, for once, would like know what they can still expect, if not in this life then in another, to which their thoughts will therefore be directed. The life which people presently live with purely earthly directed thoughts is by no means healthy for their souls, for the soul is meant to rise above all matter during its earthly life. But if the human being ties himself to matter, it will signify for the soul a state of hardship, a state of hunger and of hopelessness of attaining its goal. And this is why people's attention shall be drawn to the transience of all worldly things and, with good will, they can still utilize the short time by acquiring something of permanence for themselves even if the earthly body will cease to exist. All I aim to achieve by constantly announcing the forthcoming end is that they will give account to themselves about the state of their souls, if they at all believe in a continuation of life after death. Yet this very faith is missing, which is the reason for the enormous spiritual adversity during these last days. But don't let it put you off informing your fellow human beings again and again of what you are allowed to hear from me. You shall talk about the working of the spirit within yourselves as well as the contents of what is conveyed to you as my word. Tell them that they are in great danger of going astray for an infinitely long time if they don't diligently use the short time until the end in order to change their nature into love, which, during the last days, does not show much love at all. Tell them that they still have to take the path to Jesus before their death, that they have to carry their guilt under his cross and appeal to him for forgiveness. And you have to teach them the most important commandments, the commandments of love for God and one's neighbor, on the fulfillment of which depends their state of soul on earth already and later in the spiritual kingdom. You must pass on everything you hear from me directly, always in relation to your fellow human being's state of soul, so that they learn to understand it and also direct their thoughts to me, who will always help them if they pray for help. I convey this knowledge to earth so that people will have an explanation, even for what still lies ahead of them and what I constantly announce, so that they will not be taken by surprise by the events, which will come without fail as I have always and forever proclaimed. For I still want to give everyone the opportunity to prepare themselves in order to then await the end without fear, which only needs to be dreaded by those who, as completely obstinate followers of my adversary, will be banished once more into the creations of the new earth. Detach yourselves from earthly matter so that it will not become your shell again from which you no longer can free yourselves without help. Believe that the end will come in not too long a time, for the low level has been reached, no spiritual change is possible on this earth anymore. Only a total transformation of earth can also achieve a spiritual change. And in order for you to be permitted to experience this change on the new earth, you must strive for a heartfelt bond with me, so that I can count you to my own who will remain faithful to me even in the harshest battle of faith which is yet to be waged against you by my adversary, so that you will receive strength from me and persevere to the end. And you will be able to enter a realm of peace and beatitude, You will be allowed to populate the new earth where you will receive the reward for your steadfastness when you have to confess me before the world. Then you will have prevailed over this world and you will never need to fear my adversary again. For he, together with his followers, will be bound for a long time again. Amen.